A motley band of heroes set sail, bound for a new life in a lonely island outpost. Beneath the waves, the shattered bones of a long-dead civilization. Treasures beyond the dreams of avarice. Dangers beyond the realm of nightmares. A tale 10,000 years in the making. This is the Raiders of the Lost Continent.
Well, that was crazy.
What?
That last episode.
Oh.
I don't know. It wasn't that crazy. It's your first, like, real full-fledged underwater.
Yeah, it's hard, especially when you start talking about the three-dimensional nature of it. You know, like the colonel's on the ground, they're at the top of the kelp. It starts getting mind-blowing trying to figure out
the enemy's gate
where.
Is down.
Yes. Yes.
I'm hoping that it's... I'm worried about, like, making it clear for the listeners, too, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to describe the situation properly.
Yeah.
They don't have that underwater light thing.
No, that helps so much. With immersion. Anyway, as you can see, we have the same group as last time. Nick Lowe is back.
I'm back. I feel like a new man. I've gotten some sleep. I'm not alone with my children anymore. Yeah.
My wife has returned.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you guys just kind of parted this curtain of seaweed going to the stern of this ancient sunken ship, and on the it's actually what do you call the roof in a ship? What's the roof?
The roof?
The ceiling?
The ship
ceiling?
Roof? That's got to be a nautical term for the ceiling
like the deck
ship.
Above you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the deck.
The underfoot.
I don't think that's it.
Apparently,
I was in the Navy.
It's called the hull in general, but that's only the
you
part
seem
that goes
like a
outside.
Navy man.
Whatever.
My wife's uncle was in the Navy for a long time.
Oh, okay. So basically,
close enough.
So you have a commission. That earns you a commission. Anyway, so you're on the ship is like overturned. So you're like you're walking on what would be the ceiling.
Ah, okay.
But
that's cool.
On
Lionel Richie.
Exactly.
Jeez. Got that?
Oh, I love it. Oh, what a feeling.
You don't have to sing, but
don't I? Don't
actually,
I?
No, I forgot who I'm talking to. Okay, so you guys are below you on the floor beneath you. You see this arrangement of aquatic bones.
Hmm. Oh, that's right. Oh my god, I completely forgot.
And so the ship, the bow of the ship or the stern of the ship is tilted at an angle. So it's like a steep angle. You'd have to like climb up it to get into further into into the stern.
Okay.
I have found the information you seek.
What share it with us, please.
A ceiling is never called a ceiling. It's called an overhead.
Overhead,
which is especially confusing because we're currently walking on it.
That's right.
Right.
Well,
it's like a Poseidon adventure.
The overhead is low, and we are passing the savings on to you, the listener. So you see, the thing is that it's dim light anyway. But you can going further back into the stern, it's pitch black because of the angle of the entrance. So so you can see about 15 feet in, and on the overhead beneath you, you can see the sigil.
Let me do a little knowledge. Well, actually, I'm not over there, but I'll walk over and do a knowledge religion. What is going on with this shit? Not great. 6 on the die for a 10.
You're not sure, but it definitely, they're getting a very bad feeling from it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Knowledge local?
No.
Knowledge religion?
So there's something or...
Religion, yeah.
Sacrilegious religion. About it. Yeah.
Acrobatics?
No.
16 for Azura?
You do some mental gymnastics. 16. I think that might be enough. Okay. You know that this is... this arrangement of bones is done to honor the demon lord Dagon.
Oh, thanks.
Dagon.
Hey, that sounds like a Dagon problem.
I'm going to go ahead and roll a religion check on Dagon.
Sure.
And I failed.
17 on Dagon?
Well, you know.
Yeah. Sarah.
you correct the colonel's ignorance. Dagon is actually right from Lovecraft.
Really?
It's one of the great, great old ones.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God. An elder god.
Yeah.
This may have been established on
Cthulhu.
Previous episodes, but I'm thinking back to when we fought those Ulfin skeletons. Were they Ulfin? Or they were, like, Viking-ish?
They were Ulfin. Yeah.
They were Ulfin. And
yeah.
there was that big storm.
This is their
haunt.
Ship. This is their ship. Ship.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure. Got it.
Yeah.
Dagon.
Should we mess up their sigil?
I'm just wondering if there's anything else to be learned from it before we rashly...
Yeah, detect magic around. Is it decisions. Emanating any magic, like a protective or desecrated area?
No, there's no magic.
Okay, because I could consecrate this place if there was something bad.
But it looks like... Does it look like it was on the ship when it sank or was placed there afterwards?
No, this has definitely been placed recently.
Okay.
And the bones, can we identify what they've come from? You said humanoid.
Said human, yeah. Yeah, you can do a heal check. Shield check or nature?
19.
They are definitely look like aquatic humanoids, and looks like there's some shark cartilage in there too.
Are they my people?
Looks like they could be. Yeah, could be Lokai.
Can anyone figure out if the Sahagin would naturally worship a deity such as this?
Well, I mean, I rolled a 29 on them. Yeah. Knowledge local. I mean,
it's not out of character
for them for demonic worship.
Yeah,
to be. A
I
part
mean,
of
they're
their...
they're thoroughly evil. So I mean, it's not. And okay. This is like a Dagon. It would be a deity worshipped by extremely evil undersea creatures.
Huh.
It's possible.
Could
Colonel.
Be that the
yes.
hag like is Seems. Into it, and she's spreading that word to them.
It would make sense.
Yes. This is.
I just love this idea. She's like, I've seen the symbol. Symbology before.
Yeah.
The demon lord Dagon.
And yeah. And
what are some of his, like, philosophies and beliefs?
They're just as basically mysterious as any of the great old ones trying to.
All right. So it's that fear of, like, basically, like, they're so. Their intellect, if you tried to touch it, would drive you insane, kind of thing. Like,
yeah, yeah.
To know what they are or what they want
yeah,
is enough to make you mad.
Yeah, just even trying to comprehend their mind would drive you insane.
Yeah. Mm.
And it almost makes sense that these creatures of lower intellect would want to follow this person because they'd never, like, have to deal with having their minds warped because they might not ever try to comprehend why. They might just be attracted to the raw power of this thing.
Yeah, that's, I think he first made mention of Dagon, H.G. Lovecraft did, in Shadow over Innsmouth. I think that was the first.
That's the one you told me to read, right?
Yeah, that was one of the ones I told you to read.
So, and there's no one in the...
Get on it! Get on it! Get on your assignments!
And there's no one in the room.
You can only see 15 feet in, but there's no one right
I have dark
within
vision?
That 15 feet.
This is dark tide.
You have low light vision.
I have low light vision?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to Drakeus. Say, Drakeus... Come here, hand me your spear, or your great axe, and Azor will cast light on your great axe.
Whoa, 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 whoa. And you see just the sharp edge of this enormous great axe glow. And I believe this was an Ulfin great axe, right? That's where I got it?
Yeah, I think so.
So it
yeah.
kind of has the runes that match the ship, and with that, Drakeus kicks his little swim fins into the room to reveal
deeper
more.
In.
Yeah.
Azor, right. Get up there on the map. Stop
oh, sorry. I was doing
behind Gavrix's coattails.
Sirenscape. I love saying that, though. I always think that's so fun. It's like, oh no, I just wasn't paying attention. Meanwhile, you're like, let them go in and see what happens. Then I'll go.
Busted.
Is that
busted?
That's a 30-foot radius for light.
20 foot,
20
and
foot.
Then another 20 foot of light, of bright light. 20 foot
of
dim light.
Of dim light. Okay. So you cast light and. Drakeus' axe glows with a ghostly, wavering luminescence as it's filtered through the blood-infused water. And as the light blooms, you can see further into the stern, and you see two shadowy figures, one of whom immediately fires a bolt. At you, Roll for initiative.
Oh, my God. God.
Wow. Oh,
shit.
Do they have the... Is it the silhouette of a shock man?
Roll for initiative.
Not good.
Terrible.
Correct.
Terrible.
I'm not great either.
All right. Gavo.
Oh, you're asking for my initiative.
Yes, initiative. Sorry.
18.
18 for Gavo. Azura.
11.
11.
What?
Colonel.
22.
Yeah. Wow. 22 for the Colonel.
Very now nice. We're in good shape.
Das Kunul.
And Drakeus.
It would be Dare, Colonel.
Could I interest you in a Dare, 9? Colonel.
You could.
Oh, no.
You could.
That's bad, dude.
You could. I've heard better. 9. And can I ask Gish?
17.
17.
It's respectable.
That's pretty That's good.
I feel good about it.
Yeah. 17. All right.
Colonel in German is Oberst.
Oberst. Oberstführer.
Oberstführer.
Oberstführer. And it is their Oberst's turn. Colonel Luther, it's your turn.
All right. Do I actually see anything that, or it's still shadowy for me?
Yeah. I think you can, if you're beyond the curtain of kelp, you can just see these shadowy figures towards the far end of the craft.
Okay. I will hold my, I will delay my action.
All right. And that would make it Gavo's turn.
I'm in a similar situation. I can't see them, right?
Oh, wait. Inside? Actually, we got to resolve the crossbow bolt first.
Oh, yes.
So, Drakeus is in
change
front.
My action.
And 7. That's 16 to hit.
Flat-footed, I assume?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly my flat-footed AC.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Brutal. Okay, so shunk, this thing hits you right in your muscle-bound arm for 5 points of damage.
Now if Oof. If I know the colonel, he's going to now take his action and do like a cure light wounds or a channel positive energy.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll probably channel.
Yeah,
one of us hurt.
That's the
one.
Colonel for you.
Jacamas is in town. Uh-oh.
Well, now this is crazy. Did it feel like a physical thing hit you?
Did it feel like a physical thing hit me?
Yeah. You were hit by a bolt.
Oh,
yeah. You can look down, see it. The blood is seeping out.
They're very good because if any of us tried to do that, what is it, like a -5, -2 for every 5 feet
of
range? So this is, we know that this is a very difficult energy.
There has to be some weapon enchantment that makes it work underwater.
Yeah,
fine.
Possible.
Underwater. Yeah,
that's right?
It's like an underwater
magical
weapon.
Property.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be something good to have.
Dude, an underwater crossbow would be dope to have.
Oh, my God, for the whole adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got so excited, my headphones fell.
Yeah, it flew right off your head.
I will still delay my action.
Okay. All right, Gavo, it is your turn.
You
saw your friend get struck.
Struck. Would you say we had firm footing?
You do, but it is a steep incline.
Okay.
If you want to move,
so half speed.
So I think it's half.
Get that glute workout in.
It's still a quarter anyway, but you don't have to roll for it,
right? Yeah. Okay. So a quarter would be what? 5 feet.
Five. Freaking.
Feet.
How do
and
diagonal
range? So we have to get up in their business.
All right. Then I will swim. So I assume the water is calm.
The water is calm.
So I will try to swim up so I can go half speed instead of quarter speed.
Okay.
Okay, and I get the swim check.
I will
move 15 feet.
Okay. Gavo.
I'm sailing.
Kind of diagonally to the west.
You're sailing, Bob.
Okay. Okay, and it is Gish's turn.
Gish will move ahead as well. 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. I'm going to go ahead and just put myself in the fucking heat of the moment there. I'm not going to go as fast as I possibly can, but I'm going to get myself pretty far up there, drawing some fire, and there we go.
Gish is way up, okay.
Gish is going way up.
Classic Gish.
Guy can swim.
Classic. I don't even understand that move.
Classic Nick.
Clothes on them, they can't use their crossbow.
Yes, you have low light vision, so you can see clearly now in the dim light that the one, there are two figures.
Okay.
One looks very formidable, very fancy kind of armor and weapons. The other one has a crossbow. It is, you can see that it was the one that fired the bow.
Oh my God.
Fired the bolt.
Do a perception check help here?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to roll perception. Natural one. So it's a 9.
It's so hard. It's the water's very murky in here, so it's hard to say.
Oh, shit!
Which one is which? Tough one to the left or to the right?
Tough one is to the right.
Okay. He looks tougher.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm going to take a, with my last action there, I'm going to drink a potion of bull strength.
Beautiful. Wow, okay.
I got it.
All right.
I think you took an extra action.
All right. And
I moved and I drank.
He has crazy swim speed.
I'm insane.
But you have to pull it out and drink it. It's two different actions.
Yeah.
All right. I pulled it out.
Okay. Joe looked like he just pulled a yellow card on Nick. Like yep. The way he pulled it out.
I'm going to get my little notebook out.
Yellow card.
Don't you write it on the card?
I've pulled it out.
No, there's like a little booklet, and then they flip it back.
You give it to the box.
Okay, so it is the creature that's the less formidable looking creature's turn. It starts reloading its crossbow, and that takes up its entire turn.
Oh my God.
Huge.
They're heavy crossbows.
And
shit!
Okay, it is Azura's turn.
Heavy underwater John skis. Now, do these guys have the... I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Do they have the countenance of shark men?
But yeah, they're also shark men.
But one looks a little beefier.
They're outfitted very differently than the ones you just fought.
Okay. Is there any point of attempting a knowledge check on... Oh, wait, we can't really see them. They're too far away.
You can. I mean, you have low light vision, so...
Yeah, I have low light vision and a torch.
Yeah, so you should be able... You can see them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then I'm just going to try.
Okay.
Knowledge local, you said?
Yeah.
All right. This is my game. This is my jam. This is my thing. 20.
Okay.
Nice.
So the less formidable looking one with the range with the bow, crossbow, looks like it's a scout. It's a Sauhegan scout. Like,
and is that similar to what we fought before?
No. They're tougher than the
tougher
squad.
Okay.
They're different like castes of Sauhegan, and that's one of them. The scouting class is like one of them.
Oh, interesting.
And the other one, it looks like a chief.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
So,
well, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is they still bleed just like the others, and they'll probably go down rather quickly. Also, we have the chief here, so we can nip it in the bud. The bad news is these ones are definitely tougher, so stay on your guard. Stay on your game. So inspire courage, and that's a standard. And then I feel like I have to... get closer just because nobody else can. You know what? I'm going to come up behind Gish. Immediately okay. Behind Gish.
Great.
Fertile.
And that spreads the light a little bit further, too.
They're
right at the edge of the light. They're not... actually, you know what? Let me just double check because it might be really smart of me to get within... Yeah. I'll do that. I'll just move an extra 5 feet, putting myself in some danger, but... They're right at the edge of the light now.
Okay, yeah, so you can... The rest of you, those of you who don't have low light vision, you can see them clearly now at the edge of the bright light. Yes,
and Nick? Which one has the crossbow, the right or the left?
The one on the left has the crossbow. Actually, I'll put their nameplates up here so you can see them.
Nice. I love it. A scout and the chief. Oh, man. Here we go.
All right.
It's time to dance. Dance with the chief, Colonel.
Yep. And that is the end of your turn, Azura, and it is the chief's turn.
Oh, no.
And he moves back out of the light.
Smart.
And
smart.
He opens his toothy maw, and he says, he shouts underwater. He says, Kulunda, Sikith!
And
nothing happens.
Is it Aquan? Or is it just like an arcane language?
Anyone who speaks Aquan, yes.
I do.
The two of you, he said, come to me, Sikith.
Oh. Come to me, Sikith. And so there was a name.
Yeah.
Sikith. Okay.
Come to me, Keith.
That was a proper name.
Like come Padawan or something.
Look behind you.
Who's Keith? That's Keith. Where's Keith? See? Keith.
Keith Moon.
Okay. And it is Drakus' turn.
Drakus is going to go ahead and roll his swim check. All right. Crushed it. 28. Going to swim right in front of Azura, putting the scout directly in the light. And that is his turn.
Okay. And yeah, that's the end of the round.
Sure is.
Round
it
two.
Sure is.
Round two. It is Colonel Luther's turn.
All right, perception check just to make sure there's nothing else in the area that might be of danger to me. Oh, I'm sitting on that natural 20. It turned into a 2.
Oh, no.
Everything looks cool, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you can't see anything. You definitely heard what he said. And also, you can see now that the light is stretching into the rear of the hull, there is a glittering pile of precious things. Like
in the back of the room near the scout?
Way in the back. Yeah, where they are. All right, Colonel.
Yeah, I'm in a terrible position here. I think the best thing... Well, I'm going to do a full round action here. If I pass my swim check to move... that's still half speed. I have firm footing. It's easier to me. No, I'll swim. Made it. I mean, 20... Or 19, rather. So I'll swim 10 feet.
Okay. Let's get 10 feet under the room. You're right next to...
It's not bad, Colonel.
I can't move to a diagonal, so I'm like 10 feet away from Gabo, but I'm still a mile and a half away from the fight.
So you're in the light. And it is Gavo's turn.
This is bad.
Can I do a perception check behind us to see if he called anything with that?
Sure.
It's going to be a fucking octopus.
Natural 1.
Oh, my God!
So 8 out of 9.
They want us to not see. The game does not want us to see what's coming.
Okay, I'll do a swim check to swim. And, of course, I pass that. And I will move 15 feet.
Okay.
Fuck.
Well done. It is Gish's turn.
I think I'm going to try to close on that scout and make an attack before he can fire his crossbow again.
Okay.
Nice. I think I will... Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20. Can I squeeze around him on above him on that boat there?
No, there's no room up to the north of him. No, you can't, you can't get behind him.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and move easily right there. And I'm going to stab him with my dagger.
Okay.
14 to hit.
That is a miss.
Natural 3.
Oh.
Fucking fuck nuts.
That sucks, dude.
Shit.
That's no good. And it is the scout's turn. As soon as you get up into his business, he immediately drops the loaded crossbow.
Oh, no. Well, Smith.
And...
Ours now.
Not good for me.
And he bites at you.
Oh.
And misses and lashes out with a pair of claws. 19 on the first claw.
That's a miss.
Okay.
Nice, dude.
Second is also a miss.
Miss.
Wow. Dude, lucky, yes,
lucky,
dude.
Lucky.
I'm a slippery. You guys don't even know my class yet.
No.
Slayer.
That's true.
You studied your target.
Oh, fair enough.
You forgot you're playing with a bunch of fucking geeks. Dude.
Nerdage.
Okay, so at that moment,
very good.
Oh boy.
Good night, everybody.
Colonel, actually, no, you wouldn't see this. Through the curtain to your left, another Sahagin comes into the room.
Oh. Keith.
With its
fucking Keith.
With its trident bared. And that is the end of its turn, and it is Azura's turn.
Thank God.
Oh, God. Azura is going to lean over. Drakeus is right next to her. She's going to lean over to Drakeus and say, "We need you. Focus." And she reaches out, touches you, and is going to vanish you.
Whoa.
So hopefully you don't become an easy target as you close on these guys.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So vanished.
Beautiful.
And then she'll still have, as a free action, she'll continue the Inspire Courage. And
is that just invisibility as a status, basically?
Yes. Yeah, okay, but great. It's going to last for 4 rounds.
4 rounds?
Yeah.
And attacking gets rid of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's basically just to get you up there, hopefully without hit point damage.
Perfect.
And then
Thank you.
Can unload. Then she is actually going to... She's going to move back to the colonel. So okay. She'll move back next to the colonel, just in case... You know, fighting this other guy. We'll see what's happening there, how okay. She can help him out.
So she swims back closer to the entrance, closer to the kelp curtain and this new Sahagin that's just entered the fray. All right, and At that moment,
oh no,
another Sahagin
no,
parts the curtain and is
an ally,
clearly really friendly to you, and he is in the room as well.
Oh dear,
is in the hall here.
Oh shit.
And at that moment,
oh boy,
another Sahagin.
No, I don't like this.
Enters.
Oh god,
the wreck of the ship.
This is horrifying.
I mean, there are two much stronger ones at the top of the ship, and three on the two casters.
Yeah,
this is brutal.
And all right,
I was thinking, oh, fuck.
And it is the chief's turn.
Oh god.
Oh my god. All my spells are garbage for this too.
Yeah, me too. I have nothing.
We gotta think smart.
Yeah. God.
All right.
And there's no way out. So we have.
Yeah,
to
you
win
really
the
are
fight.
Kind of trapped here.
We have to win the fight.
So
basically, we need Drakeus and Gish and Gabbo
to mop the
roll
floor.
Really well.
Yeah.
If they roll poorly,
it's over. It's over.
So the chief brandishes his own crossbow.
Oh shit.
And he fires it. It's going to be either Gavo or Drakeus.
It's Gavo. Drakeus is invisible.
Oh yes, that's right. Okay, so he fires at Drakeus.
At me.
I mean, sorry, at Gavo. That is a 21 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
Oh no.
8 points of damage.
Oh my god.
That hurts.
Yeah. And it is Drakeus' turn.
So Drakeus Siphon through Grant's mind is thinking about taking out the weak ones first, because he would do that in Final Fantasy. But this is not Final Fantasy. This is the final potential death of the entire crew. So he's going to swim up into the scout's business and
Let's
hopefully
flank him.
I don't think I can. 10, 15, 20, 25.
This is
yeah.
Very bad.
Drake is going to swing out with a little bit of a bonus against aquatic enemies. That is a 16 to hit against the scout.
That is a miss.
This is the colonel's biggest fear. That they would be coming from the other ship.
Does he get it? Would it hit flat-footed AC?
Oh, because I'm invisible.
Oh.
I just don't know if his blind sense would negate that or not. But I don't know that it does.
I don't think it would. Don't think so. Actually,
but would a minus two hit? Like, this is its AC 18 or higher? If it's higher than 18, then it's irrelevant. Doesn't matter.
It's what's a plus two? It would hit if it's flat-footed, but he does have blind sense.
But is that just for attacking or being attacked?
A creature with blind sense is still denied its dexterity bonus to AC against attacks from creatures it cannot see.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Okay, so
huge.
Come on.
Good catch.
Come on,
Brian.
Grant.
25 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me?
Shoosh.
Jeez.
Wow.
Shit. Holy shit indeed.
If he's up, this is a TPK.
Is he still up? He is still up.
That is staggering.
No, Gish can take him out. We're good.
His buddies had like 11 hit points.
That's why you guys are, Azura and Colonel Luther can take him out.
Okay, so your axe strikes, invisible axe strikes true and does a great deal of damage.
I just love seeing like bubbles rip through the water as like this invisible shape of an axe like unveils itself. And
yeah, like you can see like the shape of an axe in the water. Okay, and it is Sahagin number two's turn. Sahagin number two takes a 5-foot step up into Colonel Luther.
Did the Colonel go? Because the Colonel moved in initiative order. He went after Drakeus last time before they popped out.
Oh, that's right. Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to attack the one that I'm right up against.
Okay.
You move that other guy 5 feet forward.
Yeah, he's
get move him good. Back. I'm taking two attacks on me.
We have to get an extra 20.
Dude, I'm using my fucking dagger. I feel good though. I feel good. It's been hitting well. Oh, natty 18.
That is a hit.
Crits on a 19 to 20 would have been nice, but you know what?
Hey, take a hit, bro.
I can't look a gift hit in the mouth. Hold on here.
Get that max DiMaggio.
All right, not max this time, but 5 points of damage.
Okay.
So something.
All right. So you get a little something on him.
And I mean,
am I just going to stand there like an idiot? I can't move up, right? Because that's considered, I can't like use my firm footing to 5 foot step.
No, it's because difficult it's terrain. It's a steep.
So I just got to stand there and fucking take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's my turn.
That was your turn at that moment.
You take your at that moment away. Shut your mouth.
Yet another.
Oh, no.
Sauhagin steps through the curtain.
We should have went to the other side.
Over to your left.
I mean, this is... even if they have low HP, this is very, very, very,
very bad.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
It's very bad. It's stupid to go to the north side of the boat.
What?
We should have gone and cleared out these mobs and then come and taken on the...
we didn't know where the mobs were.
Ultimately, yes, this was the wrong decision, but you had no way to determine which way it would be
the
right way to go.
The colonel knows!
Do you guys know who...
You didn't! I did. I said, let's go to the south, let's take out the guys in there, and then go to the giant boat.
You guys know who Troy's voting for in 2020, don't you? Hindsight.
Right. Hindsight, yes. I voted for hindsight.
Okay, so it is a new round, and it is Gavo's turn.
Gavo is in a terrible, terrible situation right now.
You're in a pickle. You're in a pickle, my friend.
Because...
how about casters?
The casters are stuck with these four Sahagins. However, I'm two full round actions away from
getting
anyone near them.
Don't worry about us. Don't worry about us. Worry about them.
The chief, however, has the crossbow, and he's just going to pick us all off.
Yeah.
And this guy, if I can get to the other guy's crossbow, though... all right.
Pick it up and use it.
Let's see if I can. Even this is a full round action.
Take out the scout.
I can't take him out. It's a full round action. I can get up in his grill.
Okay,
which is what I'm going to do. So I will try to swim. I do, and I get there, and I'm standing toe to toe with the scout.
So with firm footing, you move. Oh right,
it's not firm footing.
Yeah.
It is.
No, I move less with firm footing.
I think he probably should have come and helped us.
I can't get you for two turns.
Yeah.
Okay. And the best thing I can do is try to get this crossbow and try to pick him off from up there.
Yeah, three. Okay.
It is Gish's turn.
Okay, Gish is going to study his target.
Come on, dude.
First things first.
Like an actual slayer.
And I'm going to stab with my dagger. Nice. 18. It's not a crit.
Oh, man.
18, 28, 30 to hit.
That is a hit on the scout.
finish him, dude.
Take come him on. Out.
Yes!
12 natural 4 on the D4. That is 12 points of damage.
All right.
Nice, Nick.
So Gish stabs in the darkness.
I hate
punching right through the scout's throat, killing it instantly.
Oh, yeah.
I hate these Sog. I hate these Sogin.
Yeah,
they have killed so many of my people. I will kill them all, and I will feed them to actual sharks, not stupid sharks with arms and legs.
All right, great speech.
Yeah.
And it is
inspiring.
It is Sauhagin 2's
really
turn.
Inspiring.
My least favorite.
Sauhagin 2 swims around.
Sure.
And Azura, do you have a melee weapon ready?
No.
Okay. So it swims around flanking the colonel and stabs with its trident.
Reflectus.
That is a 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Does one of us have Fluctus?
The colonel.
Right?
Oh, colonel does?
But
I don't know why you wouldn't use
it. Why haven't you been using it?
It's so much better.
Yeah, well, it's not really mine to use.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you know, is Fluctus an underwater weapon?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but you might not be proficient with a long sword.
Yeah, I may not be in. I also may not have it on my person. I may have put it in my chest.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have, probably.
Yeah, an underwater fight. Probably good to bring an underwater.
There's a reason I don't have it, but I can't.
It is. That's 6 points of damage.
Chess yesterday.
And it is Azura's turn.
That didn't provoke for me, right? They took the long way around.
It took the long way around and it did not provoke
the long way around.
Azura's turn.
Long way home.
Colonel, we find ourselves in a bad situation.
Yes.
Hold them and then come and help us. And then she's going to reach out and touch you and vanish you. So suddenly, surrounded by four enemies, you disappear. And then she is going to provoke. Right? And I'm not moving half speed. Fuck that. She's going to provoke an attack of opportunity from the guy who just attacked the colonel.
Okay.
As she swims a full 30 feet up to Gavo.
Just to keep you honest, do you have to roll concentration to cast that on me?
In melee.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Shit.
Or can you roll? You can roll the
cast defensively?
No, yeah, I have to. Shit. Well, like, Joe, I have to cast defensively because he'll definitely hit me if he attacks me.
Joe always rolls really well, though, so he should
be fine. Yeah, it should be fine.
Okay. Okay. This is bad, Colonel. This is the TPK.
Oh, boy.
Right here.
You have a bottle cap?
Oh, my God. I hit it exactly.
Oh, wow.
Natural 9. Hit it exactly.
Wow. So I'm vanished. And
holy
you didn't
shit.
Great Whoa. Job.
Holy shit.
All right, but you do provoke when you swim away. So.
Yes, I still do provoke, yeah.
That is a natty 19.
Oh, no.
I knew it. That's why I was like, I can't just cast it. 6 points of damage.
Okay. Cuts through your flesh as you swim away.
Ah!
You get a trail of blood. And it is Sauhagin number one's turn.
Against whom?
By the way, she's continuing the Inspire Courage through all this.
Okay.
Everybody make sure you keep that on your sheet.
Sauhagin 1, even though the Colonel has vanished, with his blind sense, he knows instinctively where the Colonel is. He swims up 5 feet and stabs with his trident, misses.
Nice.
There we go.
Okay.
And bites and hits.
Ooh.
Okay.
You roll a 50% mischance?
And then we will see the mischance. All right, he makes it.
Damn it.
God,
so lucky. It's got to be low damage, though.
Yeah, it's 1 point of damage.
There you go.
All right.
Colonel
and,
can take
it. Okay, so that was number one. All right, it is number three's turn. It is flanking the Colonel, but I don't know. I guess that still works if they know where he is, so... Stabs at the trident, and that is a 15 to hit. That's a miss. Bites, hits.
Come on, miss on that concealment, dude.
Concealments. Hits on the concealments.
God damn it!
And that is 3 points of damage on the bite.
Okay.
All right, and.
It is. Doing his best.
Could be much worse, man.
And it is the chief's turn. He begins reloading his heavy crossbow. It is Drakeus's turn.
Drakeus sees this fool of a chieftain reload his crossbow in front of the hunter's eyes
that voice.
Of a proven killer. Someone who spent as much time underwater as he has in his short life. He swims up with a quick swim check. Makes it. Swings out at this beast of the ocean.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
16 to hit.
That is a miss.
I pulled out like my black die to like really make it dramatic and let me just see what the green die would have gotten. The 2. Okay, so it's fine.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
But Drakeus has at least interposed himself between the boss and Colonel Luther.
That's true. He's not going to be able to use his crossbow now, and it is Colonel Luther's turn.
All right. Well, where I have firm footing and they can't see me, I don't think that provokes, right?
You have concealment, yeah.
All right. I am... Oh, God, this is so tough because
Run
I can't...
to the safety of the boss.
Yeah. Well, like, I can't go up the boat because that's difficult terrain, but I could move down, double move down, which is for me 20 feet with firm footing. But then I'm running right into whatever the hell else is behind us. So it's really not a great situation.
Yeah, but I mean, being invisible and having access to cure spells,
like, and
you could outlast them forever.
Yeah. 4 rounds.
Forever is a strong word. Maybe a round or two is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm also...
I meant 12 seconds, not forever.
I'll be interested to see, like, if I draw them all to me or if they come to you. Because if I draw them all to me, it's going to take longer for you guys to get back over there. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get away. 5, 10, 15, 20. I'm just going to move out of the boat and away from them. And then I'll roll a perception check to see if I see any other creatures out there.
You don't have to roll. The minute you step through the curtain, you see...
A legion.
This giant, like, barbaric, bare-chested brute with this necklace of bones. Like, it's on his way. Like, he's swimming towards... the stern of the ship. He was about to enter, but actually he doesn't see you, so he's still, but he does sense you, so he's there and you see him.
Okay. Oh, then dear. I wouldn't have got right up in his stuff. I would have seen
yeah you could
and
see
then
him
and got to the top instead. And is it a Sauhagin?
It is, yes.
It is, so Oh God, this is unbelievable. Seven combatants.
This is tough.
Yeah, this is this
yeah.
Is
I mean,
tough.
We're not equipped for this as a party. There's five of us, and we're still in like very ill-equipped.
Combat
how is anybody
young?
Equipped unless you specifically build all underwater
we
characters.
We have to because with this number of combatants, we have to have some sort of AOE capabilities, and we have none.
That's
with
true.
Five PCs. It's
true.
Yeah, you really don't have any crowd.
We all have a weapon.
Yeah, no crowd control, no AOE damage,
no like, underwater weapons.
Yeah, it's yeah, bad. I can't use a longsword, so yeah, this is really, really shitty.
Okay. And what you, the creature you assume to be Seekeith, comes up, sniffs the water, smells that you're there, sees his companion on your opposite side.
Oh, God damn
and,
it.
And he takes a swing, actually stabs at you with a harpoon.
Okay.
Oh,
God.
Colonel, we hardly knew you.
All right, that is a 24 to hit.
All right, come on, 50% chance.
Either, come on,
come on, flip of the coin, man. This would be a good one.
I got it.
Nope, 45.
Oh, missed.
Oh, no, I'm doing the lower hits.
Oh, so all of us would have missed.
Yeah, if I was doing that.
Right, right.
Okay, so... Well, 14 points of damage.
My favorite thing about playing with all of you on your 50% mischances is that all of you have a different system, but you never specify.
I'm playing 20 yeah. through 70 yeah, hits, and then 71 through 100 misses, and then 1 through 19.
Wow.
All right. So it is a new round, and it is Gabo's turn.
Is the crossbow still floating in the water where the scout dropped it?
Yeah, it is clunked down to the overhead.
And
yeah,
I think it was loaded too.
It was,
sure
loaded.
Was loaded. Yes.
So I will let go of my. I will drop my cutlass and pick up free action, and then pick up the crossbow move action.
Okay. Great.
And then I will turn around and. Oh, except I don't have a clear shot. Oh no, I can shoot one of the other ones. I guess.
No. Yeah, you can.
Can I get the
sure.
foremost?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get the Salgin 2 is 20 feet away from me, 25 feet.
Wow,
away.
Bold.
I love it.
Okay, let me just add this to my... It's just a heavy cross, underwater heavy crossbow?
Yep.
Okay, let me just add it to my character sheet. Okay, and I'm going to roll with the heavy underwater heavy crossbow.
Come on, baby.
Fuck. And miss.
Jesus
oh, no.
Christ.
11.
Oh, yeah, that's a miss. And it is Gish's turn.
We don't know what the colonel is facing out there. We can't see through
no.
the kelp.
Yeah, you don't know what's happening.
So
out there.
You do see four sharkmen down the east end.
But
of the ship.
But we think you may have escaped. You bolted.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah,
and
you can't see
him
anyway.
Invisible anyway.
Yeah, you can't see him anyway.
All right. So I think I think I'm just going to go up to the boss here.
Okay.
I think I'm going to try and get into flanking position with the boss with Drakeus. I think I would incur an attack of opportunity. As I get there, because I'm moving through that space. I'm moving through this space.
Okay. Well, he still has his crossbow, so I think we're okay, right?
No, I think he dropped it. He dropped it and then attacked.
Didn't he just shoot it?
No, I think he just reloaded.
He's currently reloading.
Yeah, the other one dropped.
Oh, he's reloading. Okay, all right.
So I think you're good, Gish. Yeah.
All right, so I move here. And then I'm just going to strike with my dagger.
Okay. Come on, Gish.
I've not studied him yet, so I got to make sure to turn that off. One second here. Okay, here we go. Just dagger attack, melee. 22.
That is, I believe that is a...
Oh, Jesus. We have to look it up?
I know. I'm sorry. I've literally got like 14
yeah,
different
people. So many combatants,
people that,
buddy.
That is a hit.
Yeah!
Yes!
All right, here we go.
That's a miss. I'm walking out!
4.7. 8 points of damage.
Okay, all right. That's the first blood struck, and then you see, like, again, this like rage like cloud his visage. Okay, and it is number two.
Oh, flanking would have been plus two more than that. It would have been definitely.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. So Salhagen two, the colonel having left the building, swims up to Azura and stabs with its trident. That is a miss.
Beautiful.
Okay. And it is Azura's turn.
Oh, that is lucky.
Azura, you need.
It's quite lucky. There's nothing I can do. I have no abilities in these kind of combats. This is insane. I mean, I can swim around, but I can't cast a fireball.
Look at me, follow me. I'm Azura.
Do some elven shit, man.
I'm pretty.
Do some elven shit.
Get us a way out.
God, we're too low level. Too low level to, like, insta-escape.
I'm gonna go help the colonel.
You gotta hang and bang, man.
I can't help the colonel. Hanging, bang, and bang. She will, for right now, she will 5 foot step.
Can't.
What do you mean can't?
Underwater. She has a swim speed.
Swim speed.
Yeah. Oh, you're allowed.
So, yeah, I'm going to 5 foot step, just to do a quick little poof, push back 5 feet, and then fire a bow at the guy who just attacked me.
Oh, great. Okay.
Very close.
Yeah. There we go. 22 to hit.
That is a hit.
That'll do. Come on, get something here. Max damage, 6 points of piercing.
All right.
Damage against that motherfucker.
Yeah. Fist pump.
Come on.
Huge.
Come on.
Fish pump. And.
Fish pump.
Gish pump.
And it is number one's turn. Number one, the colonel having left also.
I never number one in the water.
No, that's a bad idea. Although, who's to know? Sauhegan swims up to attack Gavo, stabs and hits with its trident, and that is 9 points of damage on Gavo.
These guys are tough, man.
And it is Sauhegan number three's turn. It has been struck, and it is enraged. It steps through the curtain, sniffing out the colonel's location, stabs.
Oh, no.
Misses.
Oh, yay!
There you go, Colonel. There you go.
Misses.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Fuck, too late. I was going to parry and repose. I don't have a weapon. Nope, we're good.
You're a crossbow.
And it is the chief's turn. All right, so he's going to attack either Gish or Drakeus. Drakeus.
With his crossbow?
With his point blank.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Point blank crossbow.
He drops the crossbow.
Okay.
And
I pick it up.
And,
free action.
And he bites at, let's see.
Ugh, it's so embarrassing.
1 to 2. It is on Drakeus.
Okay.
Chief losing his cool.
Natural 20.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my.
And confirm fails on the confirm.
Okay.
Oh,
so
chief
just
teeth.
Exploding dice?
Chief
teeth.
Exploding dice.
Oh, boy.
And it is 7 points of damage.
Brutal. Brutal.
No, 9. 9 points.
Oh, my God. Why? No, it's 7.
And that, okay, and then actually.
Yeah, let's just do.
Oh, and then he
just
like.
Just do 7.
That's and then fine. He swings,
okay. Thanks,
swings a claw at Drakeus, hits.
Oh, my freaking gosh.
Gorsh. 10 points of damage.
Oh, gorsh.
Swings again and hits again.
Oh, no.
That's it.
9 more points of damage.
Oh, my God.
I'm literally going back to all the actions in combat, trying to find a way out of this.
Like, you could have come in and healed us.
Oh, my
God.
Healing is not going to kill these enemies.
That is his turn. It is Drakeus' turn.
It kind of will.
It is infuriating.
Fucking work. Yeah, 2d6. You get 4 hit points.
It is Drakeus.
We got to kill these guys.
Drakeus.
Can't kill him.
Drakeus believes, unlike negative Nancy, Troy LaValle. Let's go for it. That's a hit.
Yeah.
We're talking about a 24 to hit.
That's a hit.
Come on. Get that damage.
Get that damage. 18 points of damage.
18 points of damage. Oh boy.
And then he can't 5 foot step. He could move, but that would provoke an attack zony from the clawzonies.
Alright.
I need a white clawzony.
It is Colonel Luther's turn.
Alright. For crying out loud.
Colonel Luther is surrounded right now.
But
he's invisible.
Invisible, which helps. Alright. I made my swim check for me to swim 10 feet back into the boat.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to spontaneous cast, burn my owl's wisdom to cast Cure Moderate on myself.
Awesome.
That's going to be 2d8 plus 4. Sweet. 6, 2. Okay, so only 12 hit points.
12
back.
Points still, back for the colonel.
Could be a lifesaver.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to stay in the fight,
man.
To kind of see where this goes.
You only have one more round of invisibility, by the way.
Thank you for that.
Just be aware. You better get here quick.
I thought it'd be forever. And that's the end of my turn.
Okay, and Sauhegan 4, it is his turn. He senses that you've moved, smell you in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a 5-foot swim towards you,
sure
stabs
does.
With a trident, misses, bites.
misses.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, there you go, Colonel. Huge. There you go. Right.
Huge. We come out of this.
And it is Seakeith's turn.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and the rest of you see this creature, this like this giant Sahagin. It's wearing no armor, and it's just like roars like the minute he comes through and stabs with his harpoon at the Colonel. Hits.
All right. 50% miss chance.
Oh, yep. All right. Let's see. So it's... 51 or above, he will miss.
Okay.
Okay. He misses.
Oh, yes! Oh my gosh.
That has worked one time.
Oh, one time.
Okay.
Gosh.
Hey, that's a big hit, though.
Yeah, that's the one that you want to miss.
That could have been very, very big. And it is the new round. It is Gavo's turn.
Okay, Gavo, see the Sahagin now in melee with him and having no arrow bolts to reload this crossbow with, will free action release the crossbow, reach back to grab his cutlass, which I assume is still kind of floating in
that's
the water right now.
Yeah, yeah. That's so cool.
And just swing it around.
That's
really
cool. Great. That's really cool.
Critical threat.
Oh, oh my god.
Way to go, Gavo!
Confirm it, bro.
Critical.
18 to confirm.
That is a confirmed critical.
God.
And that's with the precise strike, by the way.
Oh wow, okay.
Oh my god.
Nice. This is huge.
Okay. This is Ryan from Torrance, California. The best breaks. Your weapon strike shatters bone or cracks carapace. Double damage.
Yes.
And roll 1d8. So let's just do that first, because other things happen.
Oh. Max damage.
Wow. Oh,
so that's...
Well, you roll it
twice.
You roll it twice.
You roll it twice. I roll it twice.
Girl.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Oh,
a six and a five,
man.
On 2d6.
So it's 24. Hold on.
You can stop there.
Okay.
You can stop there.
No need to roll the 1D.
Okay. So, the Gavo, the sweet-ass move. You drop the crossbow, grab your cutlass in midwater, boom, swing it right through the Sawigan's head, and killing it.
That was
huge. Dead.
This is great.
Huge.
We got one.
We got two.
Yeah. No, we're it's getting a little bit better. If I can slowly draw these assholes up to the boat and stay alive.
Yeah.
Then I'll be within range to channel if we need to.
As long as Drakeis and Gish can keep that guy off his crossbow, then you have the space to do that.
Yeah, true as well. I got one more round of invisibility.
One more round.
Okay.
It is Gish's turn.
Okay, I have studied my target as my move action.
Okay.
And I'm going to stab with my dagger yet again.
Okay.
Come on, Gish.
Oh, 15 is not miss. Looking good.
With the flanking you added?
And plus 2 is 17.
That's out of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's natural right. 3 on the die.
Yeah, oh, geez. That won't do it. Unfortunately. Ah. And it is number 2's turn. Number 2 swims up. Actually, let's see. It's either 1 to 2, it's Azura. 3 to 4, Gavo. Gavo.
Yes!
Swims up.
Past.
And I'm going to parry and riposte whatever you do.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
He misses.
Oh.
He misses with the trident.
All right. Well, roll your parry.
Yeah. It's just when you make an attack.
Yeah.
13.
Against my AC?
You guys know gets what you rolled.
Oh. That's 4. 8.
Okay,
so you can riposte.
It was an 11.
Okay.
So now...
Steve Perry.
I get to make another attack. I get to make an attack against
right,
you now.
Right,
come on,
right,
dude.
Right. Okay.
17.
That is a hit.
15.
That is
underwater.
A hit. Because he's raging, that is a hit.
Oh, huge!
So it's 17, but it's half damage because we're underwater, so it's only 8 points of damage.
Oh, come on.
Got 9 hit points, right?
Yeah, probably 1 hit point left.
Yeah, it looks like he's on his very last fins.
Oh, God, no.
And he's going to still have a bite. He's going to crit you on the bite.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he bites.
I'll repass that, too.
If he fumbles.
Oh!
So unless you fumble,
he does not confirm the fumble though. So,
so that's a 12. Does that beat your
attack? Yeah, that is
beat your natural one.
Yeah. Oh, and he's you skewer him.
Power your post every time.
I have to spend panache points to do it.
That journal.
Expensive.
Yeah. Those journal entries were so helpful in learning how to do that.
Hey, turns out I know how to use this.
Right. I'm more than a caterer.
All of a sudden, there's the beefy
I've been
guy.
Practicing.
Two mobs, and then this chief here.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit better.
It's manageable.
Not great.
We just have to get Draco and, I mean, Gish, Drakeus, and Gavo.
Gavo and Azura should come down.
Hang on. How many immediate actions? Can you only take one immediate action per turn?
One round.
Yeah, I could only do that once.
Oh, shit. Okay. So he's still there.
He's still alive.
I wouldn't have spent the last point.
You know? Right. Yeah. Okay, so Samugin 2 is still there.
But he missed. So he missed.
But he missed. Okay. He missed anyway. Okay.
Sorry, everybody.
I took him out of the initiative tracker, so it's like, I can't even remember where he was. Anyway,
that's
all right.
Fine.
I think he went right after me.
Leave him off. Yeah, probably. Okay, so wait.
No, he went before you. He just went and attacked you.
But I already went this way. I go at the beginning of the round.
I think it's Azura's turn now.
Yeah,
that sounds right. Azura's turn.
Okay.
So you're right there. You're 5 feet away from this guy who's, you know, is on his last legs.
I know, but I can't.
You just got to get him for one point.
I know, but you are in melee with him. So, I take a -4 to the shot, and I go, God. It makes it such a hard hit. Trying to see if there's anything better I can do.
Do you have an acid splash cantrip or something?
You stab it with the blunt part of the bow.
I wish I did.
just hit it with the bow.
Whack him with the bow.
Yeah.
Do you have a pointed stick? Anything?
He has several pointed sticks.
Hit him with the pointy end.
Did you use a crossbow last time?
No, just a bow.
Use a bow again. Okay, kill him. He's got to hit.
I guarantee you that if he shoots, he will hit. Okay. I guarantee it.
You're guaranteeing this shot?
Yeah. This is the first time ever.
It's got a crazy low AC. It's raging.
All right. She reaches down, pulls out a bow or an arrow, knocks it, draws it back in the water. Boom. Fires.
Oh, baby! Natty 16, 19 to hit.
That is a hit, and it dies.
Yes! Yeah! Way to go, Azura. Azura. Oh, man. At the police resistance, O'Brien.
Well done, Grantland.
All right. Pierce it right in its big fishy eye, and it falls.
Oh, beautiful.
And the crossbow is still dangling behind us, by the way, if you want to switch to that thing.
Well, no, I mean, this is great because, because that's underwater.
Yeah.
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 You shoot it once.
I mean, you got
to reload. But I don't have the bolts.
I guess the bolts would be on the dead body of the guy.
Sure.
Right?
It's too many rounds to try to pick that shit up. All right, I'm going to continue.
It's a full round to load it, too. So.
I'm going to continue the Inspire Courage, and we got this, you guys. And then I'm going to... trying to think about positioning here.
Our best underwater combatants are facing down the tree.
Oh, you know what else I want to do? I want to do a knowledge check on the barbarian guy. I want to see if there's anything about him that could give us an advantage.
Keith?
On Keith. And it's just knowledge local again, right?
Yeah.
17?
You know that this is a Salgin brute, and they rage like barbarians.
Pretty much. How are their will saves? Do will saves go up when you're a barbarian
or
down?
They're pretty strong.
Okay.
They're pretty strong.
Okay.
Call the brute squad. I'm on the brute squad.
You are the brute squad.
The brute squad.
All right. Azura's going to move to within, just in case, to within 10 feet of the chieftain.
Okay. Cool. And it is Salhikin number 3's turn. It swims back through the kelp curtain to where Colonel Luther to be, stabs with a trident.
Ooh,
it's a natty 19.
Oh. All right, 50% miss chance.
It's a miss chance.
Come on.
It hits.
Cock.
And that is 10 points of damage.
Ugh.
And it bites and misses.
Okay.
All right, it is the chief's turn.
I should say, I've not wanted to say it because I've often been accused of trolling for healing. Drakeus? Not looking so good right now.
For real.
So this is a crucial, crucial turn.
It's in rough shape.
In the last round, the last thing that this chief felt or saw was me trying to hit it.
Yes. Sir, surely that would enrage him to the point of revenge.
It's true.
All right, so let's see. 1 to 2, he goes after Gesh. 3 to 4, he goes after Drakeus.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Four.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. So he draws a pole arm from across his back. Draws this ransoul.
Move action?
Yes.
Okay.
And he stabs at Drakeus. 12.
Miss.
Oh, my God.
This is
so nervous.
Brutal pause of fury.
And it is Drakeus' turn.
So
finish him!
Do it. Drakeus sees, you see kind of like a
any
similar bloodlust. I actually think, let me just check my notes. Might have a bottle cap.
Let's check my notes.
What?
I'm typing in a bottle cap as we speak.
Yeah.
No. Why don't you just say you have a bottle cap?
No, I got a doubloon at some point. I just can't remember when.
It's astounding, your guys' inability to just keep the bottle caps and doubloons that you get. Just keep it.
I know, but I don't like...
They're so important.
I'm not into material things like you are. all right, so I can't find it, so I'm not going to go for it. But I'm gonna believe in Gozer. He's going to say a prayer to Gozer.
Come on.
Joe had 3d20s spinning at once, by the way. That's not important
I'm
right
very
now.
Nervous.
But it was
just...
That is...
Flanking.
Yes.
Inspire courage.
Courage is inspired.
22 to hit.
Hits exactly.
Yes!
Oh, I can't believe that AC on this dude.
That wasn't even a good roll.
Shield spell?
This was a good roll, though, Troy. We're talking about 27 points of damage.
Oh, wow. Wow. And you skewer him to within an inch of his life.
Oh, my God.
He drops the ransoor. Immediately drops to his knees in the darkness.
This is low. Spare my life. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
Oh, we need him.
And we'll see you next time.
Oh! Oh! No, 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 no.
We're not in limbo, dude.
Shit.
We're so...
No!
We
gotta know.
I need to know.
Oh, God.
We need to know, Hlectri.
No.
Fuck you, Skid.
Fuck you this time.
Oh, my. Raiders of the Lost Continent is a Glass Cannon Network production. The Glass Cannon is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Ruins of Aslant is copyright 2017. Ruins of Aslant and the Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.